Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning. You're listening to NPR News. I'm Stephanie Curtis. It has been a rough year in football, and not just for Vikings fans. The NFL has had a two-year drop in TV ratings. It's had to contend with a growing body of evidence about the risks of concussions that we've just been hearing about. And players kneeling during the national anthem caused a deep fissure even amongst those rooting for the same exact team. Mark Leibovich is the chief national correspondent for the New York Times Magazine. He joins me now on the phone from Minneapolis because he just wrote a big article about the future of the NFL. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. Good to be with you.
Thanks for braving the cold with us.
So I'm braving this.
So football, corner of American culture, many small towns center their high school football programs, their entire high school and their town is centered around it. Entire states take pride in their college or pro teams. It won't be easy to rip that prominence away, but do you think that there's something that could sink the NFL?
You know, there has been certainly some signs of erosion, and this year in particular has been a lot of the problems of the NFL distilled into a few months. I mean, I think there are sort of two ways of looking at this. One, there's kind of the micro issues, the things that, you know, the dramas involving owners, you know, the national anthem protest, which sort of gets into larger sort of cultural wars, especially when you have the president getting involved.
Yeah.
I mean, that is obviously a distinctive quality of this season, and we'll see how that plays out going forward. But the longer term issues are, you know, as you were talking about before, I mean, concussions and player safety and the kinds of things that make almost half of the country now, or half parents in the country, you know, reluctant to let their kids play, or dead set against letting their kids play. And things like the stories you read in the drumbeat of pretty damning and pretty sad testimonials from former players on the state of their health, which does, I mean, as this awareness grows, puts the game in a great deal of peril. And I think, I mean, that's the longer term concern right now.
You called the NFL a unifying institution in America. Is this just one more institution that, yeah, there's the player protests and the concussions, but is it just people watching YouTube and their phones instead of football on Sundays and Mondays and now and Thursdays?
Right. I mean, there's definitely a technological change and a cultural change and a sort of human habit, you know, change that goes on that I think has definitely affected the way we experience football. But I do think, you know, the larger challenge is, I mean, is this going to be an ongoing match for the sensibility of this country? I mean, obviously, I'm not one of these people who thinks football is going to, you know, not be with us in 10 years or even 20 years. But, I mean, you do see the trajectory of sports that used to really dominate the culture, like boxing, which over time takes on, you know, not quite a fringe element, but I think much more of a niche element where it's sort of confined to a hardcore bunch of followers, a pay-per-view, you know, population and, you know, still pretty confined. But no, football has, you know, it's used to be seen as a very, very unifying community thing. And I think, in, obviously, like you mentioned, in a lot of towns and a lot of states, that's still the case. But the NFL itself has become such a polarizing brand to a point where the president himself sort of cannonballed right into the middle of the pool, as I say, and sent waves in every direction.
So could it become something more like NASCAR, where it's incredibly popular, but it is just for one segment of the American population and not for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, that's a huge concern for the NFL, because the NFL has been accustomed to, you know, decade after decade of basically being able to appeal to everyone. I mean, this is just overwhelmingly just the you know, it's probably one of the two or three biggest entertainment entities in the country or in the world right now, certainly in the country right now. It's the most popular and profitable sports league in the country by far. It has accounted for about, you know, almost 40 of the top 50 TV shows in the country in 2017. So, I mean, again, it's still a very, very dominant sport and entertainment entity. But again, a lot of the profit margins and the business model of the NFL has been predicated on this domination, and it can't really afford to, you know, like say President Trump, appeal to a niche, appeal to a base. It has wanted to go for everyone, and its ambitions, I mean, you have to wonder if it will be able to keep up with the changing tastes and the changing morals of our country.
Okay, the man who's presided over football for the last like 12 years, dozen years, is Roger Goodell, and he's kind of overseen the slow this whittling away at the NFL, and they just re-signed him. How did he survive?
Well, I mean, the peculiar thing about being an NFL commissioner is, yes, you're the commissioner of football. It's a very big sounding and, in fact, very big job. But the fact is, you answer primarily to 32 bosses, and that's the 32 team owners. And in a sense, I mean, you know where your bread is buttered. And if you are good about sort of maintaining your constituents and talking to the owners and making sure that, you know, they like you, I mean, you're pretty much, you know, you're doing your job. And his primary job is to continue to make the billions of dollars or the millions of dollar profits, whatever, that they become accustomed to. And in return, they pay him, you know, he just signed a new contract for that could make him $200 million over the next 5 years. So, I mean, that's it's a very, very strange organization. You have sort of like a form of billionaire socialism or an oligarchy within the American sort of model. And Roger Goodell, I think, is a politician above everything else. And he's, in fact, the son of a senator. So he has that lineage.
He's great at backslapping, you said.
He is. Shoulder squeezing, backslapping, and what's the other thing? Name remembering or something.
All right. We've got 20 seconds. Who are you rooting for on Sunday?
Well, I'm rooting for a good game. I'm a neutral reporter, although I did grow up in New England. So,
all right. There's a hint there.
There's a hint. And yeah, I mean, I haven't lived there in a while, but I have great loyalty to the place I grew up. So
thanks,
I'm not
Mark.
Gonna say anything beyond
all
that.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.